Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Near Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Enterprise Architecture as Strategy, Creating a Foundation for Business Execution. Authors Jean W. Ross, Peter Weil, and David Robertson argue that a well-defined enterprise architecture can lead to unprecedented business efficiency and competitiveness. This book, published in 2006, delves into the critical role of enterprise architecture in aligning a company's processes, technology, and information to achieve its strategic goals. It examines successful companies and how they have leveraged their enterprise architectures for superior execution capability. With a mix of theoretical underpinnings and practical insights, this book is a must-read for business leaders and IT professionals who aim to bridge the gap between business strategy and technical execution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of enterprise architecture in business strategy. Enterprise architecture is not just about IT infrastructure. It is fundamentally about orchestrating business processes, technology, and information to serve a company's strategic goals efficiently. The book highlights how a coherent enterprise architecture enables the alignment of business and IT, ensuring that investments in technology directly support business goals and drive competitive advantage. By providing a structured approach, it helps organizations avoid the misalignment between business objectives and IT capabilities, which can be a significant drain on resources and impede strategic execution. Secondly, foundation for execution. The concept of a foundation for execution is central to the book, defining it as the robust enterprise architecture that enables the business to execute its strategy effectively. This foundation is built on digitized platforms that integrate hardware, software, and networks into a seamless environment that supports all business processes. By creating this unified infrastructure, companies can rapidly deploy new services, scale operations efficiently, and respond quickly to market changes, thereby achieving a competitive edge. Thirdly, case studies and practical implementations. The authors bring to light various case studies from leading organizations that have successfully implemented enterprise architectures to streamline operations and boost performance. These real-world examples offer valuable insights into the challenges and rewards of building a coherent architecture. The book discusses how companies like Procter & Gamble, Delta Airlines, and Merrill Lynch navigated their enterprise architecture journeys, including the obstacles they overcame and the strategic benefits they reaped. These stories are instrumental for readers seeking to understand the tangible impact of enterprise architecture on business results. Fourthly, operating model and enterprise architecture design. Ross and her co-authors introduce the concept of an operating model as a crucial element in determining the right enterprise architecture for an organization. The operating model reflects the desired level of business process integration and standardization for delivering goods and services. The book outlines four kinds of operating models: diversification, coordination, replication, and unification, each requiring a different architectural approach. Understanding these models and their implications for IT infrastructure is vital for creating an enterprise architecture that truly supports the business strategy. Lastly, transforming and governing the enterprise architecture. The process of transforming an organization's architecture is intricate and requires careful planning, governance, and adaptation. Enterprise Architecture as Strategy provides frameworks and strategies for managing this transformation, ensuring that the enterprise architecture remains aligned with business objectives over time. Key to this transformation is the governance structure that oversees IT investments, ensuring they are in sync with the architecture's goals and deliver real business value. The book emphasizes the importance of leadership in driving the organizational changes necessary for a successful architecture transition. In conclusion, Enterprise Architecture as Strategy, Creating a Foundation for Business Execution is a seminal work that bridges the gap between IT infrastructure and business strategy, providing a comprehensive framework for executives and IT professionals. With its deep dives into the role of enterprise architecture in achieving strategic goals, practical case studies, and insights into operating models and governance, this book is essential reading for those looking to transform their organizations into more efficient, agile, and competitive entities. It appeals to a wide audience, including CIOs, IT managers, business strategists, and anyone involved in business process management or digital transformation initiatives. By leveraging the lessons and strategies outlined in this book, readers can significantly enhance their organization's ability to execute its strategy and achieve long-term success. If you would like to support Gene W. Ross, you can buy the book through that Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.